Here's a thought I'll title, A Grand Slam Home Run. And if you're a baseball fan like I am, you know what a thrill it is when your team hits a grand slam. It's always one of the peak moments of a baseball game. They're relatively rare, but boy are they fun. That said, a true baseball fan, however, knows that the occasional grand slam is not the reason to be a baseball fan. It just happens from time to time. The true baseball fan loves every pitch, every swing, every hit, every subtlety of the game. That's why I watch baseball, is because it's so intricate. And has so often been said about baseball, every time you watch a baseball game, you will see something that you've never seen before. Well, you know, I can say the exact same thing about photography. The stone-cold winners are a thrill, but they're rare, and they're certainly not a reason to be a photographer. If you think about all the time and energy and effort we put into photography for the occasional stone-cold winner, it's questionable whether or not the game is worth the candle. This is one of the reasons why I love project-oriented photography. It doesn't rely on those stone-cold winners that give you a thrill because they're rare, because they're exceptional, because they're wonderful. In a project that has 5, 10, 15 images, not every one of them is going to be a stone-cold winner. In a strange sort of way, working in projects gives you a place to use images that are great, but maybe wouldn't make the top 10 images of your entire life. It's not like you're going to construct a project out of losers, but they don't all have to be once-in-a-lifetime shots, either. Same with baseball. I love watching a grand slam, but it can be just as interesting to watch a series of singles or doubles that lead to your team scoring. They may not be the giant hit, but in total, as an aggregate, it can still be incredibly successful. Here's another way to look at it. Those images you have that aren't the grand slam home run, that are good, that are lovely, that are nice, that you like, that you're proud of, but they're second-tier images. Do you mat them and frame them and hang them on the wall? Or do you reserve that for only your very best, the stone-cold winners? Without working in some sort of project-oriented idea, then all those secondary images, all those great but not breathtaking images, they have nowhere to go. And I sort of anthropomorphize that, and I always feel badly for them. In an odd way, I have the same kind of thought when I watch a Hollywood movie. The main characters are always interesting. They're what drive the story, etc., the movie stars. But it's all the character actors that are oftentimes the more interesting people in the plot. Not everyone is a star. Not every image you make is a home run. But that doesn't mean we can assign them in a sort of black and white quality analysis, if you will, that they're either stone cold winners or they're garbage not worth looking at. No, that's too binary a thinking. Instead, to me, it makes sense to think of the project as a whole rather than just those stone cold winners, and not relying on the grand slam image for my thrill, but rather the team effort, whether I'm watching baseball or making a photographic project.
Copyright 2026, Lenswork Publishing.